Next is Camille Kiefel.
My name is Camille Kiefel. I stand here before you today, Florida Board of Medicine, in hopes that you'll make the right decision regarding transitioning children and take greater consideration for adults. Prior to my transition, I had spent 20 years of mental health therapy with conventional modalities. I didn't respond well to medications, saw a gender therapist, and had two rounds of transcranial magnetic stimulation therapy. I was diligent in wanting to heal, but nothing my doctors offered had healed me because they always saw my issue strictly as a mental one. I was 30 and at the end of my rope when I transitioned. At the time, I believed I was non-binary. I struggled with severe mental illness and suicidal ideation. I had a trauma history. When I was in sixth grade, my best friend had been raped by her brother. Being a girl meant I was vulnerable. I started to present more masculine. This should have been a red flag, yet within months of requesting top surgery, it was performed on me. I developed complications after my surgery. There are many times I didn't know if I would make it through the night. If I made this mistake as an adult, a young girl could too. Not only did my surgery exacerbate my mental health issues, I now struggle with physical complications as well. Presenting and taking on another gender was a way for me to escape womanhood. Escape is not a valid way of dealing with trauma. You will have to deal with it eventually. I was able to work through these difficult emotions and improve my mental health through a holistic approach. I had physical health issues that had been previously overlooked. Had that been managed, I would have never gotten the surgery. The surgery was an abhorrent misdiagnosis. The goal of healthcare should always be to get to the root cause of the problem. Today, I am more grounded than I have been in my entire life, but I am mutilated. Between my carved up body and the physical complications, I often question if there's anything on the other side. Where my breasts were are hollow. I can never get them back. I can never fit a dress the same way again. I can never breastfeed. Who will love me? You know what keeps me going? Stopping this from happening to someone else. Thank you for your time. You will have a lot to consider, and I know you will make the right decision.
Thank you, Ms. Kiefel, for coming.